Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Huff, what do you got for us? A little bald face truth, bald face lies. We do every Tuesday at 11:40.
All right, we're going to start with you there, Sal. JT Miller will finish with the most points on the Rangers this season. Bald face lie, bald face truth.
JT Miller's on the Rangers?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Of course, he was named captain.
No.
Wait, I was joking around. He's named captain today. I'm going to say that is a bald face lie. I think Panarin's still going to have that crown. I don't know who did it last year.
It was Panarin.
Yeah, by how many?
What do you have?
He had 89. It was bad, dude. He had 89 and no one was even close. Like 60-something for Fox.
I think Miller will have a big year. I hope it's Miller, but that's a tough crown to take from Panarin. Panarin's issue has not been in the regular season. It's been the postseason. So, all right, look at Hoff starting off with a little.
I mean, it was just trigonometry here. That's the last thing I'm thinking about right now.
I
would say bold face truth. You know, you slap the C on, you lead the way here. Let's go.
Okay. Bold face.
I do like, for the record, before we move on and probably never talk hockey again, I do love the fact that they, new head coach Sullivan, new captain JT Miller, and obviously, you know, star player. Let's see if it can change the vibes, because obviously that core became stale.
Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth, BT.
Yes.
Justin Fields will start week 4 for the New York Jets.
Week 4. I'm going to say bald-faced truth. I do believe he's going to play week 4. Week 3, I'm not so sure. You know, what Aaron said yesterday, he said if he's not on the practice field by Friday, then he's not going to be able to play. And, you know, it's Tuesday. The new concussion protocol is pretty tricky to, you know, to circumvent, so to speak, here. So I don't think he's going to play this week. I hope that I'm wrong.
That would suck, dude, because it's a winnable game.
I know. And think about this. The Bucs have a short week. They played last night, obviously. Now, they got not going to be an easy game, but the Jets are obviously, you know, fairly big dogs here. But I do think we're going to see Tyrod Taylor down at Tampa. And then I do think that we'll see, especially with the extra day. That Jets-Dolphins game is Monday night, right? So I think you'd have the extra day for Fields for week 4. Bold-faced truth.
Yeah, I think it's a bold-faced truth he's going to play week 4. I still believe he's going to. Now, so you said if Glenn said if he doesn't practice by Friday.
He's not playing.
But it's only Tuesday. Where are we at?
I mean, how many days of practice do you really have? So they'll get back in the building today, and then they'll do a little practice tomorrow, and then.
I mean, if he's got a concussion, he's got a concussion. Oh. By the way, off of that Cowboys thing, which I finished. Dude, Troy Aikman.
I know.
Just letting him play.
Yeah,
concussion after
so
concussion.
Different. You see him smelling the salts there.
He doesn't remember anything about one of the championship games. I forget the exact year.
Yes.
Good God.
No, dude, it's so different. And, you know, that's why you read these stories where, you know, you just see a player, God forbid, do something that's, yeah. there's no restraint there, whether it's killing somebody or killing themselves. You've seen a lot of those stories. They just lose the power of the mind to operate. So I just think that now, you know, this is years ago, I think, yeah, Fields is playing. If it was a tight game, Fields would have finished the game.
Right. So it's not really like whether you or I think. It's a matter of fact as to what the doctors say. But yeah. I still hold out hope that he's going to play this week. Bald-faced truth, he's going to play week four.
All right, bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie. Sal,
yeah.
The Giants will score more than 70. No, no chance. Sorry. More than 21 points versus Chiefs Sunday night.
Man, that's a good question. I think the Chiefs are toast, man. But I also think that they're the Chiefs and it's the Giants. I need more time to decide which way I'm going to lean in this game too early in the week. But I'm going to say that's a bald-faced lie. I don't think the Giants. You said 21?
21. I actually said 71 first, but 21. Yeah,
71, they probably won't score that the rest of the way. I would say that's a lot. The Chiefs, put it this way. Now, I know it's home versus road. The Eagles scored 20 points against the Chiefs. Like, their strength actually now, you could argue, is their defense. With Mahomes missing throws and Kelsey dropping passes, whatever it may be, lack of weapons, their strength is their defense. I think it's going to be a tough slog. I could see the game being scored in the 20s, the low 20s. I'm going to go under. I say, like, right now, I'd say 17-ish for the Giants.
21's a tough number. I'm going to say over. I think you're going to see, you know, listen, I'd like to see the Giants' defense come up and make a splash play. Can we do that? You know, can you put something on the turf and pick it up and have a short field or bring one to the house or do something that you're supposed to do, which is my biggest issue with the Giants' defense so far this year. I mean, they were obviously better in week one against the Commanders than they were this week against Dallas. I'm going to say slightly over. I think that the Giants got a little something from this Dallas game, even though they lost. And I'm going to say probably more in the mid-20s-ish. And, you know, I'm going to go over with this.
Interesting. I mean, if they could do that against this defense, now you're building something. I am choosing at this particular moment to look at last week or Sunday as the aberration.
So the over-under is 44.5, and the Chiefs at the moment are -5.5.
There you go. So they're saying that the Giants aren't getting the 21 if you do
the
math.
Well, you say
there.
Right around there, right?
Yeah.
Can you look up a Giants team total?
No.
They probably have that somewhere. Well, I was actually thinking about that because I bet that over the years. And
team totals are fun.
Yeah, they are fun because you're just rooting for one thing.
Exactly.
This team to score this many points. Problem is if you do with the Giants, generally you're under. So now sometimes I'll look at these games even with that eye, even though I'm not betting it.
Yeah.
Say like, okay, this is interesting. They would have gone over here.
17.5?
Let me see if I could. Hey, give me a second. I got to sign
I'm
in.
I'm curious.
Pull it up.
Well, because to me the team total is a good route if you like an over, but you don't love it. Because you're just not convinced the other team's going to do their part of the job.
Just pick the one side. Why not mess around? Now, look, you can make arguments for either way.
Of course.
Let's see here. Giants, team. Is it team props you think it'd be under?
Probably. Might be.
Yeah, total points. Here we go.
I'm going to say 17.5. Maybe even slightly more. What is it?
See, here's the problem with these sites now.
They have alternate lines, too. I know.
The first one I saw was 16.5, but then there's...
That's probably it, Sal.
Well, let's see. 18.5. Is -140.
Okay.
Over 18.5 is -140.
Okay.
Over 20.5 is +110.
Oh.
So and then the over 16.5 is -200. So probably the real number is 18.5.
In between the 18 and the 20.
I would guess, right?
Yeah.
Which they don't even have.
Based on the odds, I think that that's fair.
On this site, it goes 14, 16, 14.5, 16.5, 18.5, under 20. And I probably wouldn't touch that, honestly. I'm not betting under 20.5 at -145. If you believe in the over like you do, BT, you go over 20.5, you get it at +110.
That's
probably the best bet.
You ever bet alternate lines in terms of point spread?
Yeah, I do that all the time now because you could do it.
Oh, man.
I did it with the Ravens this weekend.
I remember doing it years ago with the Jets when they were, this is like year four or five of Rex, they were a mess. And I think that the Patriots were -10, and I think I jacked it up to like -17.5. I got back like +350. I'm like, I'm gonna make money on these losers.
Yeah, I love doing
Why
that.
Not?
Your bonus, Hoff?
I do have a bonus because I said I was gonna ask every week. The Mets and Yankees will. I'm gonna change this up. The Mets will make the playoffs, and the Yankees will win the division. Bald faced lie or bald faced truth?
Bald faced lie. I don't think the Yankees will win the division. I do think the Mets will squeeze in and get that last spot.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's a bald faced. Would you say lie? Yeah, the Yankees aren't gonna win the division at this point. But I'm not so sold on the other part of it. Mathematically, yeah. I just feel like too many people now have gone the other way after one win. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels like, oh, the Mets won a game and now all their problems are gone. Not so fast.
No, no, but I also think the calculus is part of the teams that are chasing you.
Understood.
That's part of it, too. I mean, if it was better teams, like, say if the Mets had more wins than the teams, whether it's Arizona, Cincy, the Giants, the Cardinals, whatever, probably stopped there, and they were just better, then I think that maybe some of the enthusiasm would be stifled a bit, but I think part of it is, number one, it was a walk-off crazy win.
All right, but they're still in the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I get that. It's one win. But also, yeah. The team's chasing you. Yeah, as we've said all year, do you really believe in them?
It was also a game that they played lousy in that they won.
Yeah.
Now, the hope is that that at least bursts the pressure bubble and can let them go out there and play. But, like, can you sit here and say, or Mets fans, can you sit there confidently and say they're going to win 2 out of 3 against the Padres? Whereas if you asked me a week ago, I would have felt better about it. In that week, they continued to lose game after game after game after game in excruciating fashion, one worse than the next. So just because they won a game and didn't lose last night because they were off doesn't give me confidence in them. I'm with you as far as the teams that they're, like, the Reds, forget about. It's now more about the Diamondbacks, who, by the way, Gio said this incorrectly this morning. I heard him, and I had to go double-check it. As of now, the tiebreaker between the Diamondbacks and the Mets, because they finished head-to-head even, is the division record, which favors the Diamondbacks at the moment.
Is that true? Okay.
And
all right,
obviously,
so,
there's still division series to be played, within the series here.
They're in a series right now between each other, the Diamondbacks and the Giants.
Correct, and the Mets obviously have the Marlins and the Nationals still.
Yeah.
So that's TBD. They do have the tiebreaker over the Giants, who lost last night to Arizona. So I still think the math says, and the Mets should get in, but I'm not sold that they've turned the corner just because they won a game on Sunday.
I think they're going 5-7 these next 12 games.
So then will that be enough?
No. If they go 5-7?
Dude, you think they're going to go
6-6? No, they can't go 5-7. I mean, they've got to go better than... I think they're going to go 7-5. I don't think they're going to play great ball. I think they're going to squeeze out 7 wins. You got the Nationals. You got the Marlins.
Right, so
I know this Padres series. Tonight's a tough game. I mean, you got Michael King against Holmes. Probably right into the bullpen.
Holmes into Manaea. They're piggybacking.
No, I know. I know. But
can't,
like,
wait to see that. That'd be fun.
I think the Mets will get 7 wins. You don't think they'll get 7? You don't think they'll go 7-5?
Are you more confident the Mets would go 7-5, or I'm going to win that Emmy today?
I am more confident. Oh, man.
You can be honest.
I know. That the Mets will go 7-5.
Wow. That's a shock.
No, I
don't think that. Like, I don't think they're going to go 7-5.
But do you think you're going to win the Emmy?
No, I'm not confident in that. I'm just less confident in the Mets. Dude, like, okay, they 2 out of 3 against the Padres.
I'm looking at the Nats and the Marlins.
Oh, but the Marlins,
I've got to leave that door
them,
open.
And the Marlins, okay.
I know. I get it. They lost 3 out of 4 to the Marlins. Last time they played them, they lost 2 out of 3 to the Nats. Last time, I know. I can't really. I just can't see the Mets not making the playoffs.
Understood. Same thing.
Like, all
but
the stuff.
They might even be able to get in if they go 6-6.
BT, They missed in 2023. We saw the collapse in 07.
Yeah, I know. I don't lump that stuff in. I don't do it with the Yankees. All the Yankees are going to win because they're the Yankees. And I don't do that with the Mets. They're gonna collapse because of the Mets. I've always separated that.
That's fine. But the odds are the Mets will always miss the playoffs rather than make the playoffs.
But the team's chasing him, to his point. My thing is, can they get in? They might be able to get in with 5-7 or 6-6.
5-7? Huh? Do you have the man? 5-7, they're going to get in.
Yeah, so they would be 82.
They're going to go. They're going to go 2-3 versus the Marlins. They're going to go 1-2. Sorry, yeah, they're going to win two games.
Take us through. Okay.
Start with the Padres.
One versus the Padres.
They're going to go 1-2 Padres. Okay. Next, the Nationals.
They're going to win one versus the Nationals.
No, oh my come God, on, dude.
Well, then they're not getting in.
That's what I said. That's why 5-7.
All right, go ahead. 1-2. Next series,
they're
going to
win one versus the Cubs.
At the Cubbies, Jesus.
And then they're going to win two in Miami.
All right, just to tease you, give you that.
Yeah, 2-3-4.
1-2.
That's
5-7.
That's pessimistic.
5-7. That's 82. Wins, you said? Yeah, right. Yeah.
They're gonna win the first. They're gonna win the game 160 and 161, and they're gonna lose game 162, and they're gonna be out of the playoffs.
I could see them lock it up. Come on, dude.
Where would that rank on the torture meter for you guys?
Dude, under no circumstance can they lose 2 out of 3 to the Nationals. Under none. Like if they lose 2 out of, I could see them losing 2 out of 3 to the Padres. Although I'd say let's say they win these 2 out of 3. Win at least 2 out of 3 from the Nats. That gets you 4 wins, and then you got at Chicago, which is not going to be a pleasant place to play.
No.
And then in Miami. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think they're at best 7-5.
That's what I said. More realistic, I think they're going to go 7-5.
More realistic, probably 6-6. 7-5 would get them to, what's the math here, 84 wins? Dude, I mean, 84 wins.
Yeah, 7-5 would be 84. I mean, 80, either way you cut it, 84 is just a gross number for this team with the payroll. 84 is ugly.
And then the question is, can Arizona or, probably the Reds, Giants, or Diamondbacks are going to get to 84? I wouldn't think, all right?
84, that's flirting, man. Feel good about that. Maybe it is the Emmy.
By the way, you guys said that they can't lose. Yeah. 2 of 3 to the Nationals, they did last time they played.
I know, but I'm talking about this stuff. I said that. They can't.
I'm just saying.
I'm not saying, like, obviously anything can happen. I'm saying they can't. At home to the Nationals, you lose 2 out of 3. Just pack your bags and go.
Not like they can't do it from a baseball perspective. It's just unacceptable if they do more so.
Like, exactly. Literally, it can happen. We've seen it. We've seen worse.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.